knowledge beyond dreams. Discover That's the Way Love Goes, a collection of short stories by Mark Marcus. Go to thatsthewaylovegoes.net and let the dreams begin.
Hi, this is Mark, and welcome back to Candle Short. I know that some of you have been trying to reach me, and I'm absolutely delighted that you are a fan of the podcast. Those of you who are fans of the podcast, some of you just hate the podcast, and I'm glad you're there also. But if you want to get a hold of me, the easiest way is to send an email to musicman@candleshore.com. And I know it makes no sense, really, but I'm going to create an easier one. I had mark@candleshore.com, but that mailbox got inundated with so much spam, it just got to be ridiculous, so I deleted it. So for now, just use musicman, that's all one word, M-U-S-S-C-M-A-N, @candleshore.com. Okay, there's also a phone number that's on the website. So, it must have been about a week ago. I've been thinking about this a lot. I was at a client's site or house, working on a computer, and his wife came in, and she said, "Oh, hi, how are you, blah, blah, blah," you know, the usual things. And I was working with my various access technology, yeah. And she said, "Oh, yeah," and somehow we got on the subject about how many years ago, or several years ago, I had, severe retina detachment and lost a lot of vision. And she says, "Oh, I had retina detachment in my left eye." And I said, "Really? Did you lose any vision?" And she said, and this was almost, she didn't think when she said this, okay? She said, "Oh no, God is great. And I didn't lose any vision." And she said it with such autonomic fervor. She didn't think about it. You know, it was just, "Oh, God is great." And I remember, and you know, it was all I could do, you know, to stop and think, "Oh, so what are you saying? God is great. The same God that saved your vision is the one that shafted mine." You know, it was just, and I think the thing that's, and she didn't mean it to be anything. I understand it. It's just, she's so used to, I'm sure that in whenever she tells her friend about her retina detachment, whenever she talks about it, I'm absolutely certain that the first thing out of her mouth is, "Oh, God is great. Oh, praise God. Thank God." I understand. I really do. But for just an instant, it was all I could do to keep from wanting to scream, "That is so stupid. God is great because you were fortunate enough to have your vision saved. So what are you saying? That God doesn't like me? Or that God doesn't like any of us whose vision cannot be saved, or for those of us who have accidents and or are born with, you know, birth defects? What are you saying? Is God great then too? Would you say God is great if you lost all your vision?" I just wonder, you know, and I was more surprised at me at how much I kind of hated her in that instant, even though I knew when she said it, she meant no harm. And I'm sure that I was probably the first person that she has met since her encounter with retina detachment that things didn't go so well. I mean, you know, things could have gone a lot worse for me. But I'm certainly not going to go, "Oh, God is great." I mean, maybe God is great. And if you believe that God is great, fine. And that's fine. I certainly am a Christian, but I'm not, and this is going to sound funny, a blind Christian that can just think that whenever things go right, it's because it's for the chosen few, you know. And anyway, my reply to her was, you know, "I'm really happy for you." But what I wanted to say was, you know, "You sound like a brouhaha weighing native that's just an idiot who doesn't even stop to think that, you know, I mean, there are other, I don't know. Did God have something to do with saving her vision? Maybe. I don't know. Who am I to say? Did God have anything with me losing some of my vision? Who am I to say?" To me, I think, it, you know, whenever we talk about healthcare and things, I think it's really more of a crapshoot. I think that as I get older, I start to realize it's just a crapshoot. There are people, and I've said this in previous shows, who can smoke and drink and will outlive us all, and there are people who can do everything right and, you know, will fall prey to the minus, the smallest bugs that are going around. So I think it's a crapshoot. But anyway, and that's all I really wanted to comment on. I was more surprised about me at my visceral response. I just wanted to strangle her in that. It would only lasted for about a second, right? And I think I had a mouse in my hand, you know, a computer mouse, not a real mouse. And I just wanted to squeeze it till it broke. Like, that is so stupid. And I just wonder if she ever considered her words, which I doubt she did. But this whole thing, this blind thing, God is great. God is great. My vision was saved. God is great. My vision was saved. I just, you know, okay, good, good, good. If it makes her feel better. So, I don't know. In your life, you know, do you say things that, to people that, you know, you ever think about how it comes across? Well, maybe it shouldn't matter. You know, if that's truly what she believes, then that's fine. That's fine. But I just wanted to, I don't know. I just wanted to share that with you because I was surprised. I don't know how great God is. I do believe in God, and believe me, I keep saying believe it. You know, I do believe there is a God. I have to believe in something. And so I'd rather believe that there is something out there somewhere. But, whether that something, looks down and says, okay, you know what? You have a lesson to learn. This is what some people think. And therefore you will lose your vision in order to teach you the lesson. And to another person, well, you know, I like you, or you've already learned your lesson, or you're just great. So I'm going to say, I don't know if it's that detailed. I don't think so. But that's just my opinion. Regardless of it all, I am still making a joyful noise, and I want you to do the same. Take care, and I'll see you back here soon.